Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, get some paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and minds to hear from the Lord as we turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And at this time, we're going to go right into the Word of God. Praise God. The message is concerning the shepherd.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we do honor the Spirit of the Lord. All of our bishops, our elders, our pastors, and praise the Lord. Sorry about that, but I thank God. I do honor the Spirit of the Lord. My pastor, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Marshall, all of the mothers, all of the elders, pastors, deacons, ministers, evangelists, and every lay member, we thank God for this opportunity. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity. We pray that you will have your way, that you will send your words and your anointing, touch and bless, deliver, and save. We know you can do it. We believe you, and we take you at your word. We thank you for this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Word of God in the book of Ezekiel and also the book of Jeremiah. And in Ezekiel, we're going to begin with the 34th chapter of Ezekiel and begin reading with the first verse. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. And my title tonight is, Woe be to the shepherds. And my theme, Feed the flock of God. Glory to God. A shepherd is a person who tends to sheep, a pastor to guide or guard in the manner of a shepherd. Also, a shepherd's office and the shepherds of Israel is a figurative expression referring to kings and other political and religious leaders. Now, God called David and chose him from the sheepfold. And you'll find this in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, verse 7 and 8. God chose David. He was tending sheep, and the Lord began to call him through Samuel. And he told him, Do you have another son? Is there another one? He had already looked at the other brothers, so he wanted to know if there was another one. So they went and got David. And when Samuel saw David, that let him know that this was the one. And he began to say that man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So David was the one chosen to be the shepherd of Israel.
Yes.
Now, shepherds have a duty to do, and their duty is to care for the flock, to guard the flock.
Amen.
In any kind of manner to help them to grow. Glory to God. The sheep, they have to grow. They have to drink water. They have to be fed. So this is what the shepherds would do. They would care for the sheep and take care of them. Now, the flock is a group of animals, such as birds or sheep or whatever. But the Bible says that they were assembled and they herd them together, the sheep. Glory to God. Now, these were shepherds that were over Israel. And the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. They are feeding themselves.
Yes.
Instead of feeding the flock, they're feeding themselves.
Amen.
They're getting fat. Glory to God. I heard some of these shepherds, glory to God, they were eating and they were getting fat and they were clothing themselves with the wool. The Bible says he killed them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock.
Amen.
Glory to God. The disease have you not strengthened.
Yes, sir.
Neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away.
Yes, sir.
Neither have you sought that which was lost. I'm told that a shepherd, when he's herding the sheep, if the sheep, if one of them would go astray, that shepherd had to lead the rest of the flock. I don't care how many it was.
Amen.
If it was 100 or 200, 300 sheep, they would lead those 300 sheep, and they would go after that one sheep.
Preach.
That was lost. Glory to God, they would continue, and their duty was to go after that sheep and stay there until they found that sheep and brought it back.
Yes.
So I thought on how Jesus, glory to God, he began to give a parable about the sheep, the lost sheep.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The word of God says in St. Luke, the 4th chapter, in the 18th verse, and also in St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, and the 11th verse, the Bible said, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray? Doth he not leave the 99 and go up into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray?
Yes,
and if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish.
Yes.
Glory to God. He doesn't want any of the sheep to perish.
No, he don't.
But he wants them to be saved. Jesus said he came to save the lost sheep.
Yes, Lord.
We were lost. none of them did ask who Jesus was, but Jesus began to sit down and dine. They began to have fish. Hallelujah. And then Jesus looked at Peter. He said, Peter, lovest thou me more than thee? Hallelujah. Peter said, yea, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord asked him again. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than thee? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep.
Feed my sheep.
And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not go. Glory to God. The word of God is saying, back over in Ezekiel 34 and the fourth verse, he said, the disease had you not strengthened, neither had you healed that which was sick, neither had you bound up that which was broken. Glory to God, that shepherd has to bind up that broken heart.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just
hell.
That's right.
The preacher never told them about hell. Said that was the first time that they heard anything about hell.
Jesus.
The first time the preacher, first time they ever heard the preacher say anything about hell.
Jesus.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is.
Going to church all them years, paying all that money.
Yes.
And the preacher not even telling you that if you don't live right, hell's going to be your home.
Amen.
But the Bible says the disease, they didn't even heal. And some of them, they can't heal them either because they don't have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. You have these shepherds. Lord, they're going in the way of their own. They're leading the people, leading the sheep down the wrong road.
Amen.
Glory to God, they're not nourishing them.
No, they're
not caring for them. They're not furnishing them with the word of God and with the essential things that they need to be developed. Glory to God, but the word of God is saying, woe be to the shepherds.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. Shepherds, pastors, hallelujah. Woe unto them. Meaning sorry. Sorry. Glory to God. God is against you. God is against you. He says, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel.
Yes.
Against the shepherds of Israel. Glory to God. They're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Amen.
And that's why God began to send his word through the prophet Ezekiel.
Yes.
And it was God's word.
Yes.
It wasn't Ezekiel's word.
Amen.
It wasn't somebody else's word, but it was the word of God that came to Ezekiel.
Amen.
And so he began to declare the word of God. And then it goes on to say, with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them.
Amen.
I tell you, some of them are so cruel. Lord Jesus, I tell you, they feel like if you don't pay that $1,000, you won't be a member here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God said in his word, come without money, come without price.
Yes.
Oh, everyone that thirsted, you can come to the waters.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can come and buy without money.
Yes,
glory to God, we didn't have no money. Some of us was poor.
Yes.
I can speak for myself. I was poor when I came to the church. I was a wretch undone. I didn't have no money, but I heard the gospel preached unto me, and I began to break up my heart and receive the word of God.
Yes.
The Bible said that the poor had the gospel preached unto them. We had the gospel preached unto us.
Amen.
Thank God for it. I tell you, if I had to pay money, I would be lost because I didn't have a dime. But I thank God. Thank him for saving my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank him for the mercy that he bestowed upon me. And I want to help somebody else to be saved.
Amen.
It's not about me, but I want to help somebody else.
Amen.
To come to Christ. Going over to Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 1, it says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
My Lord.
Saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against, there's that word again, against the pastors that feed my people. He has scattered my flock and driven them away and had not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them.
Yes.
Feed them.
Yes.
Will be the God. And they shall fear no more. They will have to fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
Amen.
The Lord is saying here again, woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastor. We are the sheep of his pastor.
Amen.
Glory to God. And back over in the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 5, it says, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field.
Jesus.
When they were scattered, glory to God, the beasts of the field began to catch them up and eat them.
Jesus.
Destroy them. Because they were scattered, and they were wandering around without a shepherd. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Nobody went after them. Nobody sought after them. Oh, my God.
My Lord.
I tell you, sometimes we draw back on God. We don't go and check on that lost sheep.
Amen.
We don't go and check on the one that has been scattered.
Yes.
But we have a job to do.
Amen.
And we have to do what thus said the Lord out of the word of God. He said, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth.
Amen.
And none did search or seek after them.
My Lord.
Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. There was no shepherd.
Jesus.
And neither. And that shepherd go after the ones that were scattered.
My Lord.
That's pretty bad. If we're going to be a shepherd, it's a lot we have to do. It's a lot of duties.
Amen.
That come along with being a shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
It requires, this office requires tenderness toward the young and the feeble.
Amen.
And if one is lost, he must go after that one that is lost until he finds it.
Amen.
I'm reminded, I saw a man, he was leading a flock of sheep, and one of them got lost and went way up in the mountains somewhere. And that shepherd left all those sheep. He left every one of them. And he began to go up in the mountains. And I mean, those mountains was kind of steep. But he went up there. And he stayed for a long time. But when he came back with that sheep. Glory to God. And that sheep was able to join the rest of the sheep.
Amen.
That's what a shepherd does.
Amen.
He goes after the lost soul. He goes after the ones that are scattered.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He got to encourage them.
Yes.
And bring them back into the fold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He prays for them. He helps them to be healed.
Yes.
He helps them to be strengthened. He helps them to be encouraged.
Amen.
He gives them God, the Lord is saying, whoa! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, we have to be careful about what we are doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And souls that are in need, souls that are hungry,
yes.
Souls that are disencouraged,
amen.
Souls who are cast down, and we need to go after them.
Yes.
We need to go to them and try to encourage them,
amen.
To come back, hallelujah, to the fold.
Amen.
Amen. We can't just fill our own self,
amen.
And fill our own wants just being fat, sitting
amen.
Around getting fat, sleeping and slumbering. Hallelujah. Not witnessing, not talking about Jesus, just watching television all day. Lord, help us, Jesus. We're living in the last days.
Amen.
I tell you, the Bible said the disease that you're not strengthened, they were diseased, but you didn't strengthen them. You didn't strengthen them.
Amen.
You gave them no strength. Lord. I tell you, we're living in crucial times.
Yes, we are.
Living in times where people are plagued. Plagues are going through the land.
Amen.
And people have these plagues, and they just can't get delivered from them. Amen.
Amen.
All kinds of things plaguing their bodies. But we are living in the last days. So over in Ezekiel, I believe it's Isaiah 56:10. If you have your Bible, I'm giving you what the Bible says, not what I say, but what the Word of God says in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter and the 10th verse. And also, we're going to go to James, the 2nd chapter, and verse 1. That's 56, Isaiah 56:10. It says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down. Nothing to slumber. Yea, they are all greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand.
Jesus.
They all look to their own way. Every one for his gain from his quarter. Every one of them for his own gain.
Jesus.
As I stated before, you bring in $100 a week. They want $1,000 a week, all for their gain. They're greedy dogs. They're doing nothing for you. They don't come and pray for you. They don't come and see you in the hospital.
Yep.
Hallelujah. All they do is lay around sleeping and slumbering, just like the Bible says, sleeping, lying down, and nothing to slumber.
Jesus.
I don't want to be that kind of shepherd. And that's not a shepherd of God. That's a foolish shepherd. They have respect of persons. Oh, yeah. Respect of persons. It's not good to have respect of persons in judgment.
No, it's not.
What the Bible says in Proverbs, the 24th chapter and the 23rd verse. And also in James, the 2nd chapter and the 1st verse, it says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. We can't say to the one who has the gate closed, sit up here up front, and the person with the dirty clothes, sit in the back. No, that's respect of persons. And the Bible says, but if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin. And are convinced of the law as transgressors. Now, this is what the words say. This is not my word.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's why the Lord is saying, whoa, to the shepherds. He said, feed the flock of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you got to feed them with the word. You can't feed them with gossip. You can't feed them with what somebody told you.
Amen.
You can't feed them with something you heard.
Amen.
Use the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost finished. But I'm going to go over to St. Luke. Pardon me, St. John. Praise the Lord. Take my time here. The devil trying to rush things here. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 40 and 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lamb with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. See, the feeble, those who are young, those who are weak and feeble, we got to care for them too.
Amen.
The shepherd has to care for the weak ones just as well as the strong ones.
Amen.
He has to help them to grow because they're young. And just if you look at the young sheep, when they're trying to go to pastures, they're trying to lead them to pastures, but some of them are young and they're weak and they don't know. So that shepherd picks them up sometimes and put them in his bosom.
Amen.
And carries them. Glory to God. And this is what the scripture is saying. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. So you got to care for the young ones. You got to care for the feeble ones. You got to care for the older ones.
Amen.
You can't have no respect of persons. You can't say, well, they older people, so I ain't going to bother with you. No, you got to care for all of them. All of the sheep of God.
Yes.
Glory to God. I just thank God tonight for his word, because God's word is right all by itself.
Yes, it is.
I have a couple more scriptures, and I'm going to let you go. The Lord said the same. I believe it's Jeremiah 50 and 6. And also 1 John, the 5th chapter. Right. Jeremiah 50 and 6 says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. They've forgotten their resting place. They have been from mountain to mountain, mountain to hill, and they don't forgot their resting place. I thank God tonight. God is real.
Yes, he is.
His word is real. And he said, woe unto the shepherds. Meaning that he's against them. He's not with them. He's against them. I don't want him to be against me. In St. John, 1 John, I'm sorry, 5 and 16. Sometimes people, they judge you on different things, and they feel like, there is no forgiveness. You can't get forgiveness for this. You can't get forgiveness for that. But you can. The word of God said, if any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall act. Now, this is what the Bible is saying. He shall act, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death.
Amen.
If it's not a sin unto death, okay, you can pray for them.
Amen.
There's a sin unto death. I do not say that ye shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. So this is what John is saying. Sometimes people get hung up on that, and they feel like they, because they sin, that they can't get deliverance from that. But they can.
Yes, they can.
As long as it wasn't a sin that was unto death.
Amen.
If it was not unto death, yes, you can pray for that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God tonight. Woe unto those shepherds. Also, in verse 7, at Ezekiel 34:7, it says, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became weak to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And then the Lord, he began to say, and as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden down with your feet. They drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Now they done trod it down all on the grass and everything, and they feed it to the flock.
Jesus.
And they drink, and they got the flock drinking that where they done fouled up with their feet.
Lord, have mercy.
But that's all right. The Lord said he's going to bring the flock. He's going to go after his sheep. He's going to bring them back together in all the places where they were scattered before. He's going to bring them back.
Yes.
And he said, though you be an outcast, hallelujah, the Lord is going to deliver.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. They might have cast you out as nothing, but God, he's going to bring you back.
Yes, he is.
Those that have been scattered, he's going to bring them back.
Amen.
He's going to feed his flock. God is going to work a new work.
He is
going to fix the situation. God is going to cause his flock to grow. He's going to cause them to be nourished. He's going to cause them to prosper and to grow. We are the sheep of his pasture.
Yes, we are.
And God, he knows how to feed us.
Yes, he does.
He knows what to feed us.
Yes.
He knows how to help us to prosper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will make us to be what he wants us to be.
Yes, he will.
I don't know about you, but I'm looking to the Lord today.
Yes, Lord.
My trust is in the Lord. I want to be like Jesus.
Yes,
I want my labor to be pleasing in his sight.
Yes,
hallelujah. I'm running they're going to come forth in that first resurrection.
Amen.
That second resurrection has no power.
Yes,
glory to God. I want to get up. I want to get up.
Get up.
In that first resurrection.
Yes, Lord.
I want to be caught up.
Caught up.
Caught up.
Caught up.
To meet the Lord in the air.
Yes,
glory to God. I don't want my running to be in vain.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying.
I'm striving
to make it to that city.
Yes,
I'm just a pilgrim traveling through this barren land. But I'm looking to the Lord,
yes, Lord,
to bring me through. I'm looking.
Yes, Lord.
I want to go to that house not made with hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
The place where Jesus went and prepared a place,
yes, Lord,
for you and me and all those who believe on his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to go there. I don't know about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I want to go there.
Yes, Lord.
I want to make it there. Want to make it to that city. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Just thank God for his word. And there may be somebody out there that want to be saved. Somebody out there.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe you got weak. Somebody out there. Maybe you got scattered.
Somebody.
Maybe you need healing. Maybe you need to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
You want to give your life to Christ. You can come to Jesus today as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. God, he can do everything.
Yes, he can.
Whatever your situation is, God knows how to deliver.
Yes, he does.
He knows how to deliver the godly,
yes,
out of the temptation. He'll make a way that you may be able to bear it. Turn your heart and your mind toward the Lord. God can work it out.
Yes, he can.
He can fix it for you. At this time, this part of the service is into the hands of missionary Rebecca.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Anybody out there that needs strength, you can receive strength tonight. Glory to God. If you left the Lord, you can return unto the Lord. Praise God. And if you need healing, you're sick in your body, you need that healing, God is here and he's able to heal your body. Praise the Lord. If you want the Holy Ghost, the Lord is able to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Just repent of your sins and give your life to the Lord. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the precious word of God. Help us today, O Lord. Look on the lost sheep, O Lord. Those who have gone astray, O Lord, we pray that you bring them back unto you. Bring them back to the fold, O Lord. Have mercy today, O Lord. Say to the uttermost, let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind the works of Satan. Get them out, O Lord. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Those who are being tried, give them strength that they may be able to go through. Help them to stand, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We're dependent on you today. Our hearts and our minds is looking to you today because we know that thou art able. We know you got the power. Have mercy, O Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch in a special way. Heal the brokenhearted. Oh, my God, give somebody a mind to run for their lives, to repent of their sins and give their life to you before it's too late. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Touch right now, O Lord, and we pray that you will bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today, O Lord. Oh, my God, give your people the victory and give deliverance to those souls desiring to be delivered. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done, O Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord, for how you blessed us, oh Lord, for how you made a way, for how you kept us. We thank you for this opportunity to pray. We thank you, oh Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look upon all those who are listening on all of the prayer lists. I pray that you touch them one by one, name by name. Heal, oh Lord. Save and forgive. Deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O Lord. Save, O Lord, and we shall be saved. Heal, and we shall be healed. We know you got the power. We know you're able to deliver. Precious word of God, pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help us to seek to do your will and to please you and to work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Help us, O Lord, continue to bless this broadcast. Look on the listeners. I pray that you continue to touch them and help them, oh Lord, that they may give their life to you if they don't know you, and that they might get closer to you. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all things. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the word of God and for the broadcast. At this time, we're going to give way. If there's any evangelists or ministers on the line and you'd like to give remarks, you may do so at this time. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank the Lord for all of you and all of our radio listeners out there in Radio Land. We want to encourage you to continue to hear the word of God. And we expect to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Lord willing, you have been listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. God bless you and good night.